a citizen of a country that does not yet exist. That's who I see you all as being, especially you younger folks, but not confined to you younger folks. We are citizens of a country that we still have to create. A just country, a compassionate country, a forgiving country, a multiracial, multireligious country, a joyful country that cares about its children and about its elders, that cares about itself and about the world, that cares about what the earth needs, as well as what individual people need.
That was the voice of the great Dr. Vincent Harding. When we were talking about Malcolm X on yesterday's program, he passed away. Dr. Vincent Harding was probably one of the most visionary leaders in the civil rights movement. He was an African-American man who was a Mennonite, who went south to join the civil rights movement very early. And not only was he that, but he was known as the man who drafted the original draft for the very famous speech that Dr. Martin Luther King gave in 1967 opposing the war in Vietnam, where he laid out the spiritual, social, and economic foundations for that opposition. He was dedicated to nonviolent action. He was a close advisor to Martin Luther King. He never stopped fighting for human rights, was a spiritual, social, cultural, political leader of our country, and passed away at 82 years old, one of our great leaders. And we wanted to remember him and have us remember him with his voice today. He passed away yesterday on the birthday of Malcolm X. And speaking of Malcolm X, there was a birthday we forgot to talk about yesterday I want to share with you on our day in history. This is May the 20th, but let's go back to May 19th for just a moment. Yuri Kochiyama was born on this day, May 19th. Many people don't know her name. Yuri Kochiyama was born in 1921, the same day as Malcolm X. And she grew up in an internment camp for Japanese Americans during World War II. But then when she left that camp and got married, she and her husband moved to Harlem. And she became a friend of Malcolm X's. And she was a member, a Japanese-American woman, of the Organization of African-American Unity that he founded. She was a civil rights leader who fought for human rights, took over the Statue of Liberty with Puerto Ricans demanding independence, fought for rights of tenants throughout Harlem in this country. She remained, an activist in human rights. And she was there the day that Malcolm was killed in the Audubon Ballroom. And she, if you look at the pictures, she's the one who held Malcolm as he took his last breaths. And they were very close to the end, his friends and his colleagues and comrades in the struggle. Her name, Yuri Kochiyama. Happy birthday to Yuri Kochiyama. She's 93 years old today and still kicking and still talking. And so that's part of our day in history. Let's go to the rest of it. This is Josephine Baker Day. The great Josephine Baker was given this day by the NAACP back in 1951. And we'll be talking about her soon with a new book that came out about her life. This is the day in 1868 the Republican National Convention took place in Chicago that nominated Ulysses S. Grant for the presidency. It was the first time African Americans ever took part in a national convention. PBS Pinchback of Louisiana and James Harris were delegates to that convention. Harris was part of the committee that informed Grant of his nomination. There were several African-Americans who were named electors during that time from southern states, people like Robert Meacham and three black leaders like B.F. Randolph and Stephen Swales and Alonzo Ransler. Richard Nix was elected to Congress. It was a hallmark day on this day in 1868. And if you're wearing jeans, I'm not today, but usually I am, I do often, this is the day that Levi Strauss patented the blue jeans that are now on your body. Well, a bit different than the ones he patented, but this is the day that happened. And on this day in 1920, the very first radio broadcast, listen to us now, took place in 1920 in Montreal. XWA was the name of the station in Montreal, Canada. And on this day in 1961, this is the day that whites attacked a busload of freedom riders They were testing the Supreme Court decision of Boynton versus Virginia, saying all facilities must be integrated. It was the launch of the Freedom Ride movement in the early 1960s, was today. On this day was one of a hallmark day in gay rights in our court system. In 1996, Supreme Court ruled in Romer versus Evans, which is a law that would have prevented any town or county or in the state of Colorado from taking any action to support the rights of gays and lesbians. That was overturned by the Supreme Court on this day. And this is the birthday of Toussaint Louverture, 1743. The great Haitian revolutionary was born on this day, led that movement, was a brilliant general, defeated the British army, 40,000 casualties, defeated Napoleon Bonaparte, was tricked by Napoleon Bonaparte into negotiations, and he was thrown in prison, so he was not there when the freedom was celebrated, and he died in a dark, dank cell. But he was the man who led the fight for the first African-American republic, first free African-American republic, in the Western Hemisphere, in the history of mankind. And a couple of very quick things. This is the birthday of a number of people that we'll actually let you look at on our website. And many more things happen this day. But please, go to steinershow.org. Check on the Stan history of May the 20th and see the rest of the Stan history. We'll be right back in the studio. Heather Mazier, Delmon Coates, running for governor, lieutenant governor. Stay with us.